Okay, so we've been here for 2 weeks now, rebuilding an entire street, 62 houses, and then rebuilding 7 houses into new homes for veterans. And we're lucky that people have come from Glasgow, from Manchester, from Liverpool, from Hull, from Portsmouth, from Swansea to come and do this. But we actually haven't had the turnout we hoped from Manchester. And we are now at the point where it's make or break. So today, these veterans who basically go away and they go away and do what they do to try and give us the standard of life that we can live every day and happily go to football and not worry about what's going on because of what they've done. They've got life-changing illnesses, whether it be physical or mental. And we need to get them off the streets and into homes. And we're at the point now where we need carpenters, so chippies and decorators today, professional carpenters and decorators. If they turn up and help us today, we'll get them in. If they don't, we won't. It's that simple.
How many do you need, Nick, and where do they need to get to?
Ideally, we could do it about 20 of each, maybe 40 of each. The more that come, the more we can get it done. We're hoping that 20 of each turn up. So professional decorators, they need to come to Canada Street, which is, the postcode is M for Mother 40, 8AE, Canada Street, which is not far away from the Etihad Stadium. And we have a big site office there. We have parking around the area. We've got people waiting to meet and greet you and get you through and on site. We need to get this finished off today and get these people back in their homes tomorrow. As I say, the response from all over the country has been great. We've just been a little bit short on trades and tradesmen actually coming out from Manchester itself.
Well, Nick, as a Mancunian, me and Brendan, we wish you all the best with this. But I think on a lovely day like today, I think Manchester's going to step up to the plate for you, mate.
Well, I really hope so. And certainly, there's no doubt about it, as we've gone around Manchester over the last 2 weeks, everybody's been sort of wishing us the best and saying, you know, they really admire what we're doing. I have to tell you that the 200 people a day that are actually on site who have been doing this are actually making a massive difference. And Manchester should be proud of this because it's the first time this has ever been attempted. You know, because it's going to be involved with Walking with the Wounded. They're going to set up a permanent office up here. There's going to be retraining in the local tertiary college. There's going to be mental health help through the NHS. There's going to be all the support that they need. It's not just a matter of building houses. And this is the first time it's ever been done anywhere in the country. And other councils around the country are watching to see how this works. And if we can pull this off, and Manchester becomes a sort of beacon for veterans and for other projects of this kind around the country. But we really are. I mean, I know that on telly people do various Jeopardy things to try and make the programme interesting. We're 2 days over as it is. We can't go any more over. We just can't. So we get to walk away no matter what state the houses are in at the end of today. There's nothing we can do about it. So they're either finished because people have turned out to help us, or they're not.
So, Nick, think people are thinking of coming down today. They report to Canada Street, and we'll read that postcode out again. Are you expecting them to give you a full day if they can spare half a day? You know, if people have got just a bit of time on their hands, you're not bothered, I guess.
No, they have to be professional painters, decorators, or carpenters, chippies. I mean, they make a living at it regularly, rather than just volunteers. Because, to be honest, the speed that we're going to need to move at, we need a professional people to do that. But yes, half a day would be great. If they can actually come and give us a couple of hours, then they can help fit. You know, if a chippy can turn up and actually fit a room for us with door linings and skirting board, and you know, for a couple of hours before they have to go off somewhere else, that will help too. There's been various rumours floating around saying that people won't be allowed on site unless they have certain cards and things. That's not true either. We've actually got public liability insurance to cover anybody who actually comes and volunteers and helps with us. So as long as you're good at what you do, you know you're good at what you do, and you can actually come and help us out on a Sunday. I know Sunday's the time off where you actually spend with your kids, but bear in mind this, you know, like one of the lads that we're actually doing this for, he's a triple amputee. He can't actually get upstairs to read stories to his kids because he actually went away and got blown up by an IED. He's going to have that for the rest of his life. You come and help us for an afternoon, we can actually get him to a point where he can actually read stories to his kids. These people genuinely deserve our help, and I for one want to get them back in. And I know that as we've been driving around, as we've been coming back to the hotel, everybody's been saying how fantastic it is. You know, we've had MPs from all parties coming up to see us on site because they're watching how carefully how this is going to go. We've even had the DG of the BBC come up and see us to see what's going on because it's making such waves. We've had both princes, Harry and and Will's come up and joined, and they're going to continue to take an interest in how this project goes. It's kind of important, and it's a ray of hope, we hope, for other veterans. And when we show the programs, we will hit about 12 million people over two programs. There's an opportunity there for veterans who are sitting there thinking that nobody cares to realize people do.